Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. It's where one of us brings a problem in and we all kick it around. And
nope, that's not.
I thought that's.
Yep, it is.
I was thinking
other
we
people.
Could tweak it a little.
No, but it's.
Our problems.
Our people's problems.
Yeah.
T-Hack's got a problem.
I've got a problem and I don't know what to do.
Can I just stop you real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You already have a thing. Where he's already got teed off with T-Hack, where it's like he comes in and like...
He's already got the lists.
Yeah, he's got lists. He's got...
Controversial rankings.
They're controversial rankings.
Yeah. But then teed off, he's pissed off. He doesn't seem pissed off today.
Oh, so this is just a different kind of problem? So
I'm not mad. I'm happy.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay, so you need the spotlight on you. For something else today.
No, I genuinely need. Why can't I just
all
need
right,
my
the
friend's
slacker
help?
Show. Chill.
Wow. It just feels like all y'all just lie in wait to just jump on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, new girl, relax.
No.
No.
All right.
Yeah, go.
So we put up a basketball hoop. I've talked about it before. We've been enjoying the basketball hoop. Now we are clearly the basketball hoop family in our neighborhood.
Cute.
And I was returning home the other day and there was a blue and white basketball like on the base of the basketball hoop. That is not our ball. I've never seen this ball before ever. And I've thought, oh, maybe one of the neighbor kids came over and played. Maybe, I don't know.
So I 'cause that little spot behind the hoop
mm-hmm.
is like a storage spot for basketballs.
Like officially?
Yeah, so there's a little V and then there's like a little thing. So you could actually stack some balls up in there. Mm. It's like a great place, but that is reserved for the owners of the thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, but so I'm just like, oh, a ball, that's weird. So I asked my wife, I'm like, hey, were there kids playing on the hoop or something? Which is cool. Like, I kind of want that to happen.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. There is a ball just put there. Okay. So I think what happened is somebody in the neighborhood found this ball somewhere and went, oh, it belongs to the basketball family.
Oh, no.
And so now it's just in our front yard. And I'm terrified to touch it or move it. Or my son really wants to play with it. But I don't want...
Terrified because, feels like a stretch.
But think about it. Somebody lost their ball, and then they're going to be driving by and seeing me just shooting with it, playing with it. And they're like, that guy stole my ball. Like, I can't be associated with the ball.
Okay.
Because they'll think I took it. But I don't know where to put it. I don't know where it came from.
Why can't you put it in the little V thingy and just leave it there? The owner can claim it.
Yeah, but then it's just tempting to his son every moment of every day. Mm. We need to get this ball out of there.
Well, and I don't know.
You know?
I want the rightful owner to feel empowered to come and grab it out of my hoop. But I'm afraid that they're like, oh, God.
You're using so many, words.
But they're going to think I took the ball, and now I'm taunting them with it. I'm like, it's mine. Like, I'm putting it out in my hoop now.
The only option you're leaving on the table is to create, lost dog posters for this ball.
Okay.
Like that's how
that
serious you feel about
Thank
this.
Thank you. That is
I
a
think
great
that
idea.
Is your only option.
Yeah.
Would you ever put a sign on the basketball hoop that's like, go ahead and play? Or I don't know how to phrase
or
it.
Or did you lose your ball?
Yeah. It can't be free because they might think the hoop is free. So, yeah, I don't want them to take the hoop.
Yeah, what do you do?
And so my idea, I told my mom, I'm like, I just want to take it to the park. I just want to leave the ball at the park and just wipe my hands of it.
Stealing it even more.
Yeah, you're, no, that's not.
But how do I find the rightful owner other than going door to door and going, is this your ball? And then I'll still never know. They could just lie. What do I do? How do I get rid of this ball without seeming like I stole it?
I have to say, this show's been on a really long time, and we have talked about some of the most mundane things.
This might be the dumbest OPP.
We have hit.
The dumbest OPP ever had.
Then solve it. I mean, just go ahead and solve it then. It's so dumb. I love to hear it. Solve the dilemma.
That you're dumb. Okay, I am a little bit. Yeah. You, dude, I'm just, okay. You're the most pent up person I've ever met in my life.
What is pent up?
No, it's not pent up.
No, because he overthinks everything. It's like, what if I touch it and they see me touching it? What if I just like kick it up the street, but I kick it west when it should be east? What if I, like you're seven steps ahead of everything. And then, in my opinion, if the ball were valuable to somebody, that kid would just be out front of his house kicking rocks right now. Like he'd be this, you just drive through your hood one time and there's a kid standing in front of a basketball hoop.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the ball new?
No. No,
okay,
it's
so
very
it was not
worn.
A gift.
It's a broken
it was not
in
like
ball.
Someone played with your hoop. It was I'm going to gift this to
them. That's actually a good question. Good theory,
no. But it could be maybe somebody upgraded their ball and went, let's give it to that ratchet family up there who just got a new hoop.
I like that actually, because then I'm worrying for nothing and I could just kick it down the street and or it could be someone else's problem.
Just keep it and let your son play with it.
If you live in the Parker neighborhood and you're missing a ball, please help T-Hack.
We'll have signs up shortly.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.